Chavim Chesim Beis. Let's start from the second line again. Ramalei Rabbi Yirmiyah to Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira a stira. We learned one Mishnah in Masechtas Uksin. Sinan Shlal Shal Kovsin, the case where a Koves, a washerman, has basted together a base stitch, which is a very wide stitch, but he's connected together garments. A chain which has keys in it, a beged shutafer beklayim, and a beged which is so has stitches, two pieces of beged which are sewed together with klayim. So these are things which are going to be taken apart. But even so, since the person actively put them together, so you to take away the status of being connected, you must do a maisa to take them. You must do a maisa to remove the status of being connected. So here with the tuma, actually yazkol lahater. So they're considered one in regards to lachos of tuma. That if tuma touches one, the other item is also becomes tame, until you start removing them. So then the maisa removing them. Effectively, even though you haven't finished removing them yet, but the action of starting to remove them, like we had the idea in Masechtas Kedushin, that a maisa can break the status of a maisa. So the first maisa, putting them together, gave them the status of one. So the second maisa, the act of starting to take it apart, that already breaks the connection. Okay, but that's one alma, so what do we see? Even though it's not while they're washing them, etc., even though he put it together just for while he's washing, and after the washing is finished, really he has no interest in keeping them together, but we say it's irrelevant until you do an action to take it apart, it's still connected. See, even though it's not the time of the malacha, the time why you put it together, it's still considered attached. But Ramin, who I'll ask you a kasha, because we have a Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, it says, Makel, you have a stick, she'asahu, should be, she'asahu, you made it, yad lekardum, a handle for an axe head, ischibe l'tuma, v'sha'as malacha, is considered mechuber for lachas of tuma, while it's being used, but it means v'sha'as malacha in. But not during the time of the malacha. It's not considered attached, even though you've actively attached it and you plan to take it apart. We don't say, well, till you take it apart, it's considered attached. We say, even when it's still connected, but since you only put it together for the usage purpose and now you're finished. So, it's not mechuber. That's what the malacha says. We don't look at it as one item. We look at it as two separate, distinct items, and the tomb which touches the handle doesn't affect the head, and vice versa. So, in one place we say that they remain attached until you actively detach them. One says that they only remain attached for the time you wanted them to be attached, and what's afterwards is irrelevant. So that's a stira. So that's what he asked Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira said back to Reb Yirmiyah, Amar le, Hosim shlo b'shas malacha, Adam osi l'zorka ben l'beno etzim. Over there, as soon as the malacha is finished, the piece of wood is irrelevant. You'll throw it back about it wasn't something which is apparently had to be so perfect, so you could throw that piece of wood back amongst the other sticks, etc. That's possible. Probably. I think that's correct. The Mordechai says that the so as soon as you put it together, your intent was only to put it together for that, and afterwards, the logic was you're going to detach the two. But over here, even when you're not washing them, the washerman wants them to be together.
Why?
Because if something happens before he finally delivers them, they get dirty again, which is, I guess, is possible. They get dropped, etc. They had a lot of dust around in those days. So he would have to wash them again. So let's keep them together until he actively takes them apart. His intention is to keep them together until he actively takes them apart.
Okay. Another difference is that with the dresses, they're all individual items, and you can use each one individually. With the axe head, you can't do anything with the axe head without the axe head. They fuse into one tool.
Even the more is basically saying the law of the opposite, though. The more is saying that the garments remain one, and the axe head and the axe handle remain separate. Right, so that just intensifies the question. Right? Kesi Rashi. Shlal Shlokesim is the fourth line, the last three words of the fourth line. Darkam, their way was lishlo the begadim zayim, that you would sew them together. Ketanim and gedolim, keshel yoyvedu. The large, small ones with large ones, in order that they shouldn't get lost in the water. So you have a large thing; it's not going to get lost. Beggar should tougher beklaim. And shtei chetichas. The case was two chetichas shabegah, two pieces of garments, samer made out of wool, for example, should tougher bechut shapishtin, which you sewed it together with a thread. A piston, the body separately, Korea, but he's going to remove that thread. He poured them in and separate the two pieces of wool from each other. Mishum is a climb, because it's a climb. The Shalal Shakosim, separately, he poured the case of the garments which are sewn together, eventually, obviously, they're going to be taken apart. The Halki Chibra, the Tuma, and Nitmezeh. When one is comes Tome, they both become Tome. They're considered one unit. Ashi asked the Hatter, the Maisa, Mutzi, Miyan Maisa. So we have this idea that one Maisa can break, so there's an act of sewing, putting them together, making them one. So the only way you can break that status is by doing a second act to break it. Kimish asked the Hatter, as soon as you start on sewing, Goli, Ayere Maisa, the law of Chad Begatu. So he's actively shown through a Maisa that it's not one, so then it loses the status of one. So even though he hasn't fully removed the thread, that doesn't make a difference. But the action has shown, it over here, the halacha is based on his intent, together with the fact that it's been expressed in a maisa. We say that even when it's not the time of the usage, because the case of this sewing together the garments, he only sewed them together, elishim shas kibus for the time of washing. We consider it attached still after the washing has been completed until you actively disengage them. I'll ask you a question, because the case of the mako shel etzim v'alma, you took a handle made out of just a piece of wood, not a handle which is made for that purpose. Just so yad the kardim shelo kovay l'sochay. You made it a yad, but not that he decided to permanently leave it there. He just stuck it in there for now. So the halacha is chibur v'shas malacha. Consider it attached. When it's detached, is shute kli eitz lo mekabli tuma. A piece of straight wood does not accept tuma. Hacha beis yad hu, it's a handle. Yishabu yodos to kol teres kli. Oyoychul perikar beretiv. A yad has all the halachas of the kli that it's attached. The handle that the handle has the halachas like the kli that it's attached to. Both regards to kalim and regards to oichlip. So even though there's the halacha of tuma and the vine, but if you cut off a piece of vine to hold your big cluster of grapes, so that's a handle how to hold the grapes. So there's halachas of tuma regards to the handle, even though it's not oichel, it's not a food, it's not a kli, but it's a yad, and base yad has dinei tuma. So Morse says, Zarka over there, when you're finished with it, you throw the mako and sneha kardim levada. You would keep the axe heads separate from the handle. You just throw the handle away. You know, we hear nichel lehu shalulim, even when he's finished washing, he wants them to stay attached. In case, dimetanvi, hodr machel lehu, ayere shlal azet. Because if it does get dirty again, you still have it attached, making it more easy to wash it again. Okay. So the Gemara is about to present a point, and the Gemara says that there's different versions of who said it, or possibly both said it. The Surah Master Law, the Hoshmaita, Nismeda of Chista. In Surah, they would say over this following statement we're going to say, in the name of Rav Chista, Pupadisa Masno Mishmeda Rav Kahana, Amila Mishmeda Rav. In Pupadisa, they had it either in the name of Rav Kahana or Rav. What is the Shmaita? The following. Man Tano, Hamil Sadam Rabbana. Who is the Tana who said this idea which the Chachamim, you know, the idea which is used in base matters, for who was the Tana which it came from? They call Machuvar Allah Yareo Kamoyu. Everything which is attached is considered one Lagabi Tumah. That was which we have it as a Stam Mishnah, but who was the Tana behind it? So they both say either Rav Chista is saying it, or Rav Kahana is saying it, or Rava is saying it, that they're quoting Amar Bihuda Amar Rav is Rameyer he. That Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, it was Rav Meir. The Tana who's behind this is Rav Meir. Where do you have Rav Meir? The Tana, we learned the Mishnah earlier in Sefer Kalin. It says like this, Beis HaPachu, Beis HaTavu, and Beis HaNeir, Shebekira. So in your Kira, which is Mekabal Tumah, sometimes you would have, on the outside of the Kira, you would make, it's a nice hot place, so you would make like a little container which was used to soften up the oil, to warm up the oil, and you would put a little container there to hold the spices, so when you needed to cook you had your spices right there, or you would hold an air there, so you had Beis HaPachu, Beis HaTavu, and Beis HaNeir, Shebekira, which they're attached to a Kira. So there's these small kelim which are attached to the, for these purposes, were attached to the large kelim. So Lach is Metamin B'maga, B'metamin B'avra, Dibrimei. So if Tumah touches them, they affect the Kira. If Tumah touches the Kira, it affects them. They're considered one when it comes to the Tumah of Maga. They're not considered one when it comes to the halacha of Aver. Kli Cheres has the unique halacha. Only applies to Kli Cheres that it accepts Tumah through Aver. That the Kli, if Tumah will go inside of the airspace of the Kli, Kli Cheres has to have base kibble to be mekabel Tumah. But Tumah will go into the airspace of that base kibble, even without touching the walls at all, the keli is tummy. So that applied both to the kira and both to the base apach, let's say. But if the Tumah was through aver, one will not be, the Tumah of one will not be metam of the other. Rishimin is metar. Rishimin says the whole thing is that they're two independent kelim, and that's it. He holds that the Beis HaPach is independent of the Kira. Fine, we understand that. Elder Meir, but according to Meir, I don't understand. If we consider the Beis HaPach is one with the Kira. So the Tumah of the Aver, of the Klicheris, of the Kira, for example, should generate a Tumah in the Beis HaPach. Or alternatively, ilav kikira dama. You say no, because they're two independent things. So So then, even touching the kira should not affect the base of pach, because they're two independent kelim. So where does this halacha come from? Samur says, Lailam lavka kiradama. The truth is really, there are two independent kalim, the two independent kalim. So the tumma of one should not affect the other at all. So tumma going into the arbor of the kliheris does not affect the base of parach. But the banahu the gazu behu, chamer exeru the rabbanon, that the tumma of one affects the other. The Gemara says, fine. But he gazu behu afilu ba'avar namri l'tam. But once they're geyser, so you're saying that they're considered one. So again, so the tumma of the avar, not at the raisa level, but at the rabbanon level, the tumma of the avar of the kira should affect the beis hapach. So our answer is no. Avdu behu rabbanon hakeira keheched lal osi lemisuf alei shumu v'kachin. Sometimes felt a need when they created tumas to rabbanon to sort of point out, to make some type of into them some type of a discrepancy or idiosyncrasy which would cause people to ask what's going on over here, and that would be a reminder that's only the rabbanon. We had this idea in the first parak, and therefore this tumah will not be tumah which, if it touches afterwards tumah or kachim, you would not burn the tumah or kachim. Now tumah the raisa, you would have to. Tumah the rabbanon, they said we don't have to. There are some tumahs the rabbanon we had in the first parak where you do burn tumah or kachim, but this is not one of them. So we wanted to make some type of a reminder that this is so. See Rashi. The Hoshmaiten, Zilakamei, there's this disagreement in the two yeshivas, or possibly both said it. Each one was saying it over from their Masorah. The Kamei, this following statement, Man Tana Lahav, whose Tana says, the Kol Mechubar Loi, anyone who's attached to Gaon Shalash Kovsim, case of the garments sewn together, the Arman Leah, we said Leah, Chibur, it's considered attached, the Nitma, Abzesh Loi Naga Bayatuma, and the Tumah of one affects the other. We allowed the Chibur who, Havitor, had not considered one, we consider, say, garment A is Tomei, garment B is Tor, because the beggar which touches the beggar doesn't generate tumah normally. Even though the tumah touched one, the Ein Kli Mekabel tumah, Elami Habatumah. The Keli has to accept tumah from an Habatumah, so the tumah which is in Keli number one, so the Habatumah touches Keli number one, and now Keli number one touches Keli number two. Keli number one is only a Rishon, it can't be Mekabetame, Keli number two. Answers, but if it's one big keli, it's tomei. So remeir to base the pach, base the tablo, base the near shabakira. Kira zoom to tell us the case. He mukavorim lo kli cheres katana. It was a movable. The kira general was movable. You put it down, and you put some fire inside, and use it, and you can move it to somewhere else. And there was attached to it small kli cheres. You'd put oil to warm up. The whole spices for the nair. So matamba b'maga. Im nafla tumah b'aviron or la avrakli kira. If the tumah went inside either their airspace or the airspace of the kira, and b'naga tumah b'shulei kira touched the bottom. So then nitmu gam elu, then the other one becomes stomach. The shulei kira nitmu gam elu. Anoga tumah l'shuleim, the tumah touched the bottom of them, shuleilu of these things, nitmu sakira. But emetamen, betumah sakira, however there's no lach of tumah, klarmar, betumah sa'avir, the tumah of the kira through avir doesn't affect one does not affect the other. Shim nafal sheres ba'avir kira, v'loi noga tumah b'dif nehal. It's hanging in the kli, does not touch the walls, nor the bottom. And he tameya, it's tame. The klicheres matame be'aver accepts tuma through airspace, but the hain taharim of the other keli is tor. Sheinam mechibra lo elyon maga can refresh time of the kame. They're only considered attached for the lochos of maga, not for the lochos of aver. Rishimin matayr be maga is mishlo naga by atuma. Kochad kli mampi nafshihu. So Rishimin says no. The tuma touches one, the other one's tor. Amler Meir Chibur, Upligi Ela. So Shimon says it's not attached. Meir says it is attached. Some words according to Meir, I don't understand. I feel about Arba Litamu, Machvas Kira. in nitmes kira, if the kira became tame throughout or without being touched, the halacha is that the Pesach is tor. Why let the Pesach be tame? So the word says it's only rabbanon. The gosu b'hu they have a chibur mirabbanon. It's only mirabbanon that they're considered one. And avad b'hu like rabbanon akeira the way avdu l'hu kikira mamish. He didn't make it as one with the kira totally. The tame be'aver, the tumas aver of one should affect the other. They did that. This halacha that they're one is only the rabbanon. People should know that. Well, this of alatumasan shuma bekachim. If they touch afterwards shuma and kachim, that should not create a halacha burning the shuma or kachim because Minarai said they're tor. Minarai said the beis apach is tor, and therefore the shuma is tor. You can't burn shuma, which is tor. You can't eat it because Minarabon is tame, but you can't burn it. Because Mirais, it's not put to the burn. Tana Rabban. Learned that a Braisa, which is also discussing the lachas of what's considered attached and detached. You have a scissors which is made out of two pieces which can be attached or detached. The ismal shall rehitni, or the blade which is in a rehitni. Rehitni is a carpenter's plane. So chibur l'tuma vein chibur l'zon, they were made to be attached and detached. Because in them one v'lochas of tuma. So if tumah touches the blade, if the metam of the whole plane, tumah touches one side of the scissors, the metam of the other side of the scissors. If they became tumah through tumah's mace, so you have to go through the process of sprinkling on them from the afer pora. They have to be detached at the time, or alternatively, if they don't have to be, maybe they don't have to be detached, but sprinkling ash, the water of the water with the ash, which has the ash of the paraduma, on one part. If the water landed on the plane, it doesn't help you for the rest of the for the blade, or vice versa. Landed on one side of the scissors, it doesn't help you for the other side. Each one is its own independent kale. Versus monoshot. What is your thought process? If you consider them one, that's why tumah of one affects the other. So it should work for hazor also. But if you're telling me you see from hazor that it's considered two distinct units, two distinct items, feel the tumah namiloy. See, even for tumah, it should not be considered one. So Rava says along the same lines of what we just said before. That the Vartara B'shas Malach of Chibur Ben Atuma Ben Lazo. When the rice of the time of usage, they're considered one, and that'll be true in regards to Tuma. It's true in regards to Hazor. You'd only need to do Hazor on one of them because they're all considered one unit right at the time when he's using them. B'shas Malach. In a Chibur Lazo Tuma Ben Lazo, but the time when they're not being used, they're two distinct items. Even though you have not detached them, they are considered halacha as two distinct units, two distinct items. That's Minarais. V'gazer b'aron al tuma shaloi b'shas malacha, yishum tuma shabashas malacha. So each one the chomer machim. Therefore, considering them attached for halacha tuma is chomer. So we'll say since at the time of Malacha, they're considered attached. So it will be Makro, even not the time of Malacha, you must make it considered one, so people will therefore at least, as a Gzeira, to protect that at the time of the Tumah, they are considered one, at the time of the Malacha, they're considered one, and people will remember that and be careful and keep that in mind. However, Hazor really is a Kula. we're going to allow you to be mazel one, and therefore that works for both. So it's a kula. Shalom b'shas malacha, the kula is not valid. B'shas malacha, the kula is valid, but we're going to take away the lacha b'shas malacha to people, in order for people to remember and understand that the shalom b'shas malacha, they are not one. The gozer b'na tumal shalom b'shas malacha, mishum b'shas malacha. B'hazah, shim b'shas malacha, they were gozer that's not valid, one for the other. Because of mishum hazah, shalom b'shas malacha. They were machmer in both things. So by Tuma that creates both cases are Tame, that's the Chumrah. And by Hazah, both cases are not attached, and the Hazah of one does not work for the other, and that's the Chumrah. So Rashi is Moshe Rehitni, is Plena. So Rehitni is a plain. Shememachim Boy is a Trisim. You would smooth off the trees and like the shutters, piece of wood. Menosan Abrasal Sef Tvushal Aitz, you put the piece of metal into this form, which is made out of wood, and a sukkunlo, which is designed for it. After you finish working it, you would take the blade out and store it independently. So Allah is Kibbala Tumma, Nitmazen Tomezeb, one becomes Tommy, the other one's Tommy. Meshkibbala Zor, Surah Hazaz Al Shneem, you have to do Hazor on both of them. Some more answers. Gazal Tumma, Shalabashash Malacha, Shehe Chibur, they said even that, since at the time of Malacha they're considered attached, we're going to be Gazal and say even Shalabashash Malacha they're considered attached. By Hazor, we're going to say since the time of Shalabashash Malacha they're considered detached. They're even shas malacha, they're considered detached. Malazor shebashas malacha shelo yehei chibur. The case of Azor is saying that at the time of non malacha, they should be considered even the time of the malacha, they're considered shelo yehei chibur, they're not considered one. Hilchah chibur l'tuma lo ilam. So it comes out that Midaraisa and or Midarabanan, they're always considered one for Tuma, and Midaraisa and Midarabanan, the combination of the two, they're never considered Chibur for Hazal. Okay, Mishnah says Bisman Shehin Lachem. So there were and there's five items which have a locha of that they're considered they generate tuma, and they're a problem. So do at one of them before Shabbos, even if they're dry. And certain items only are considered a problem if they are lach, if they are wet. So, for example, the Mishnah said that a tevin is a problem that generates heat when it's wet. So what does this wet mean? It means when the item is still moist, the original item is still moist, it means it has its own moisture, or it means some water spilled on it. What do you mean when you say lach? And it's really different, you know, when the thing has totally dried out and you add water to it, it's not the same type of impact on the item sometimes as its own original moisture. Do you mean that it has its own internal moisture? Means it dried out totally, but then afterwards the liquid fell on it, and that's also considered lach. Toshma, Misha says, loy b'tevin, v'loy b'zogim, v'loy b'muchin, v'loy b'savim, b'sman shem lach. Says not by straw, by zogim, where the pseudos after you make the wine, so you have the pits, the shells, some of the flesh of the grapes, etc. That's called zogim. Muchin was the soft materials, and some are grasses. Bisman Shem Lachim, which says that you cannot use them. Now, what's the case like this? Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Lachim and Machas Damarachir Shapra. If you're referring to a moisture which comes from outside of the item, I understand all the cases. So of the four cases, one of them is seems to stick out. So tzavim starts out naturally moist. Zogim obviously do. Asavim start out naturally moist. They have liquid in them, and eventually they dry out. By muchin, so we can discuss that they're lachem and machmas atzmon, or they're lachem machmas tabarach. It works either way. But muchin, so what's the natural moisture that you're referring to in the muchin that you're saying? Oh well, it's talking about lachem machmas atzmon. Where's the natural moisture? There's no natural moisture over there. It has to be an outside liquid. It has to be, we're talking about the only self-generated liquid moisture. So muchin lachin machmas atzmon hechi mishkachas. So where do you have muchin which have their own integral moisture? So that's the so it must be that the moisture referring to in the Mishnah is an outside moisture. And that's still going to be a problem. So Kabbal Chaymer, Lachem Machmas Atzmon, but even Lachem, which is not Machmas Atzmon, the Mor says that doesn't help generate tumah as much, help generate heat as much, still it's a problem. The Mor says, no, I can give you in a case of muchin, which are lachem and machmas atzmon, therefore there's no raya from the Mishnah. What's that? So we said in the Mishnah, we gave two examples of muchin. Remember, one of them was tzemer gefen, was cotton. Or tzlishe tzemer rachshel behema, when you take off the very soft hairs from the animal, those are muchin, those are soft. Well, those can have the natural moisture which comes from the animal, the oils and the sweat, etc., which comes from the animal. That's not considered an outside. That's how the thing grows. So that's considered its own. The more simple example is mimarta de beni atmi. If you're talking about a case where you had plucked out hairs, beni atmi, from by the joints, between the legs of the animal. So over there, there's a natural sweat which is there, so it comes out with that sweat and oily, so it has its own natural moisture. Okay. V'horotoni, Rabbi Yehoshua, Termin b'ksus yivesha, Paris yivesha, Avalo b'ksus lachin, Avalo b'paris lachin, Mor says, ksus lachin, machmas atzma, hechem mishkachas lo. So Rabbi Yehoshua says, you can use a dry garment, or fruits which are dry. You cannot use fruits which are fresh, which have moisture in them. So that I understand. Again, so that's machmas atzmon. You cannot use a wet garment. Well, the Morris says, well, where do you have a case of a garment which is moist from its own moisture? So more answers, memarta de beni atmi. It's possible if you make a garment out of that wool, it'll still retain some of its oily, sweaty character when you made the garment out of it, and that'd be the case of the ksus, so you can't prove it from that. So more really stands with no conclusive proof, one way or the other. Zakrashi. Lachin machmas atzmon. Mechama mois tvei mi lachin machmas mashkin shneflin aleim mishayavshu. They create more heat if it's its own integral moisture than rather than an outside moisture after that item is dry. On its own has become totally dry, then you add a moisture afterwards, it doesn't function the same as the original integral moisture. Where do you have a case of muchin which are lach from their own, from inside? The answer is from the wool hanimra, which has been pulled out between the legs. Shumolezeya has sweat in it. Vulach me'atzmoy, that's considered its lach from its own. Vachakarle marta de la bergizu. The reason why we refer to it as marta, because that's an area which you can't normally shear. The only way you can do it is by plucking out. So you can't shear, that's referred to as marta in those spots. Okay.